This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Adam Gadon, a 28-year-old American, has become the first person in more than 50 years to be charged with treason. Prosecutors say Gadon, who now calls himself Azam the American, provided aid and comfort to al-Qaeda, intended to betray the United States, provided material support to terrorists, and has appeared on propaganda videos with top al-Qaeda officials like this one released last month.
Muslims don't need democracy to rid themselves of their homegrown despots and tyrants. What they do need is their Islamic faith, the spirit of jihad, and the lifting of foreign troops and interference from their necks.
Adam Gadon grew up here in Southern California, the grandson of a prominent Jewish doctor. Greg Krikorian of the Los Angeles Times is here to tell us more about him. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now, Adam Gadon, from what I understand, had a very unusual childhood. He was raised off the grid on a goat farm, which had no running water, no indoor plumbing, no electricity. He was homeschooled. What more can you tell us about this, about his upbringing?
Well, we know that he had an exposure to a lot of different sorts of religions, and his father changed his name from Perlman to Gadon before Adam was born. His mother was Catholic. He was raised in a Christian homeschooled environment. And in a 1995 website posting, he talked about a lot of this. He also mentioned how he was exposed to a lot of Muslims early on in his life through his father, who was a butcher and who would slaughter animals in accordance with Islamic law and sell the meat then to an Islamic market in downtown L.A. So he had a lot of exposure to a lot of things, including at one point he talked about having an exposure to demonic music and really taking that path for a while. And it was in 1995 that he really sort of found his conversion to Islam and made a point at the time of talking about how he realized it was not a barbaric, bloodthirsty religion that had been portrayed by the televangelists and the media.
And he was quite young, wasn't he?
He was very young at that point, yeah. And interestingly enough, we find out that even before that, though, he'd already come into sort of influence of a couple of Islamic extremists out of Orange County who were later would host and follow the Blind Sheikh, who was, of course, implicated in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing.
Sheikh Abdul Rahman.
Exactly.
So this young man, Adam Gadon, is around 14 years old, and he joins this mosque in Orange County. Tell us more about this mosque and the people he fell in with.
Well, the people that he fell in with, I mean, fairly early on from our interviews, we realized that some of the people that he would expose himself to over there and actually talk about some of the more extreme views were alarmed at a very early in the process. I mean, certainly they welcomed his conversion, but as he started to sort of talk more and more about some of the radical views, they became concerned. And at one point in 1997, he was actually arrested. At that point, he would have been 17, 18 years old. He was arrested because he got into a physical altercation with one of the leaders at the mosque. At a mosque there.
And so then he leaves the country. He goes to Pakistan. What mm-hmm. happens next?
Well, he goes to Pakistan. He, you know, a lot of this remains classified, and it's very difficult to pin it down. I think even, you know, the counterintelligence experts would tell you they don't know all of the details of his path. But he goes to Pakistan. He goes to Pakistan, and he has a conversion, you know, an actual conversion here, but he goes to Pakistan and actually goes to training camps, is introduced to Osama bin Laden, later Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So he's really meeting sort of the top echelon, and I think he initially for them is a valuable sort of translator and helps them to understand the Western world. Of course, he then progresses into a much more sort of key figure for them, at least according to what the authorities are saying.
And very quickly, why the indictment now?
Well, that's a good question. It's been in the works for months, maybe as long as a year. The grand jury impaneled last year. Some people are saying it's political in nature. Other people are saying, no, it was just a matter of us collecting as much evidence as we possibly could. And so I think it's really more the latter.
Greg Krikorian of the Los Angeles Times, thank you.
Thank you.